The book of Leviticus and Parashat Bechukotai that brings it to a close makes a clear and recurring claim. Reality is not an act of fate, but the outcome of human choice and behavior. Bechukotai lays out the fundamental choice facing every individual. If you walk in my laws and faithfully observe my commandments, on the one hand, but if you reject my laws and your soul loathes my rules, that's the other choice people have. The consequences of each path are clearly laid out. Following God's laws results in abundance and security, rain in its season, and peace in the world, and a divine presence that dwells among the people. In contrast, breaking the covenant brings fear, illness, defeat, and ruin, panic, fever, being struck down by enemies and cities laid waste. The verses clarify that the covenant is built upon these choices, and the verses tell us, but if you do not obey me, and you do not observe all these commandments, if you reject my laws and spurn my rules, so that you do not observe all my commandments and you break my covenant, I, in turn, will do this to you. We are presented with a sequence of decision points, the choice to listen, to act, and to fulfill the commandments, or the choice to loathe the laws, reject the rules, and ultimately break the covenant. Even when the verses describe God's response to human behavior, the Midrash expands the scope of human choice, ensuring that our agency is never obscured. And the Midrash tells us, to you, this was from your own hands. Evil never comes forth from me. As it is said, from the mouth of the Most High, evil does not go forth, but only good. The Midrash insists that reality is the product of human choice and action. It was from your hands that this came to be. The biblical verses describe various consequences of human choice: hunger or plenty, lack or abundance, war or peace. Among these pairings, we also find fear. A reality free of fear is the fruit of choosing covenant. Consequently, a reality saturated with fear follows the rejection of God's ways. Fear is distinct from the other consequences. While the others describe external or physical circumstances, fear is a state of consciousness or an emotion. What is fear and its place within the choice of the covenant? The Sifra also emphasizes the centrality of fear, or its disappearance, when one chooses to follow God's laws. On the verse, I will grant peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, I will rid the land of vicious beasts, the Midrash clarifies, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, meaning you will not fear any creatures. The Midrash suggests that keeping the covenant creates a reality where no threat is posed by any person or perhaps any living thing. Another Midrash in the Sifra addresses the phrase that summarizes the life of covenant: I will make you walk erect, come miyut. Once again, the Midrash chooses to infuse the verse with the removal of fear. I made you walk come miyut, erect, with an upright stature, so that you shall not fear any creature. According to this Midrash, the reality of the covenant is at its core a reality free from fear. Fear plays a pivotal role in the system of consequences that stem from human choice. The Torah promises that one of the primary rewards for walking in God's laws is the reduction of fear. Yet fear plays a further role by either enabling or limiting our ability to opt into the covenant. It serves as a precondition for the very capacity to choose. Fear is one of the primary forces that narrows our sense of agency and our range of possibilities. It makes us feel helpless and constrained, stripping away our sense of autonomy. A person gripped by fear experiences reality as something imposed upon them, as inevitable and unavoidable, rather than as a space where they possess the agency to influence and shape their world. In order to make good choices, one needs a sense of hope, a belief and trust in the future as open, with various possibilities for the expansion of life. If one believes that the future will be terrible, regardless of one's choices, then choice becomes meaningless and one becomes frozen. The Midrash above understands Kumamiyut as walking upright and free of fear. The second blessing before the Shema uses this language, V'tolichenu Kumamiyut le'artzenu, linking it to our return to the land of Israel, an establishment of sovereignty and the dignity of standing tall in our ancestral home and among the nations. For many of us in Israel, and in a pressing way lately, reality has shifted. A sense of walking upright and proud has been shaken and undermined by fear and hopelessness. Our parasha challenges us to meet this moment with the resolve to walk in God's ways even when we are most afraid. May we choose covenant, walk in wisdom in the ways of God, Kumamiyut, upright, proud, and without fear. Shabbat Shalom.